All right, it is WPGC 95.5. It is Todd B. in today for Community Focus. And today we're very pleased to have with us the person who is the program manager in the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education in D.C. Really appreciate having Shahida Williams with us today. She's been in a position for over a couple of decades now, being a personal finance expert and coach and adjunct professor, as well as many other things. So we're looking forward to speaking with you today. How are you?
I'm really good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
And that's really great.
Yes. So National Get Smart About Credit Day. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, National Get Smart About Credit Day was a day that the American Bankers Association started back in 2007. And what they were doing there was trying to take a day just to underscore the importance of credit in our financial lives, especially with young people, since they have the longest opportunity to actually get things together, the most time, if you will. And just to make sure people establish credit and they manage it and then monitor it to ensure that when it's time to borrow, they have the ideal credit score that they of their choice.
Yeah, and a lot of the young people, once they finish college, they definitely need to learn how to manage some credit after that. So because those loans are something else.
Right. Well, I actually think you should start even a step before that, like high school.
Yes.
You know, that's how important it is to get those credit habits together. Once you get into college, you can do some damage that you'll spend graduating from college, like postgraduate, really trying to fix. So it's important to start early.
You mentioned fixing credit. What are some steps that consumers can take to do that, and also even to establish credit if they have no credit?
Yeah, let's take that in chronology. So the latter question first. If you want to establish credit, the first thing you want to do is maybe contact your local bank, do a little bit of research. I like starting with my bank because that's where, you know, a consumer has a relationship, and just tell them they'd like to establish some credit. A lot of times banks have secured credit cards, which is an account which uses your savings account to secure the credit card that they're going to give you in case you default, because you're still a young borrower to them. So they want to make sure there's some collateral. And you just set that up with your local bank. Most banks and credit unions have them. And every month you're establishing credit. And I recommend when you do that process to just use your credit card to pay off expenses you've already budgeted for. And then every month you already have the cash to pay it in full, and you can show your responsibility with credit, also known as building credit. If someone wants to repair their credit because maybe they've had some issues, or maybe even some events, sometimes consumers may have catastrophic life events or circumstances beyond their control, which they're not able to pay their bills on time. And so coming out of that, the first thing you want to do is take inventory, which means you'll want to log into annualcreditreport.com. Now, it's important that your listeners take down that actual website, annualcreditreport.com, because there's other pay-for sites that, you know, freecreditreport.com and the like, that will try to entice you to sign up for their services. But Congress, through the FACT Act, has permitted everyone to get a copy of each of the three major credit reports annually. So I recommend that you look at that first. The next step would be to actually sit down and review your credit report and review it for errors. There's some estimates that say that 80% of consumer reports have some sort of error. And you could imagine, because, you know, this is computer generated, that you know, if no one's checking, errors can persist. And of course, that'll bring down your score. The third thing you want to do is set up a plan for, after you report all those errors, is to set up a plan to pay off any items past due or any items that are in delinquency or collections that are on the report. That basic program right there will start to boost one's credit rating. And lastly, ultimately, you have to pay your bills on time. So having a good, sound budget to make sure that a consumer can meet their obligations each and every month is really going to let the credit rating, is going to boost the credit rating the most.
Right. And that sounds like you already hit on a question about managing credit. But if you wanted to speak more to that, you can. You go ahead.
Sure. Well, it's so funny because credit, honestly, is a function of your budget, right? Because you're using your credit to borrow money you promised to repay in the future. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do that with your paycheck, right? With the money you have coming in. And so it's really important. And a lot of consumers like to skip it because it's not as fun as borrowing money, right? And the things that that brings. But having a good, sound budget is really going to be integral to having and maintaining good credit, because 35% of your credit rating is being able to pay your bills on time each and every month. So I would just say, keep it simple, have a good budget, and then make sure that you're paying your bills on time.
Yeah. And some people kind of, they kind of scurry away from the idea of a budget. But even the United States, with trillions of dollars in GDP, has a budget. So, don't feel negatively about having a budget, for sure. What is a credit score? We hear a lot about credit scores, 700 credit score. You want to hit this particular number, that particular number. What is it, and how is it used to determine a consumer's credit worthiness?
Right. Well, a credit score is kind of at a glance, quantitative measure of one's ability to borrow. Okay, that's a mouthful, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best way, I guess, is to understand what it is by analogy. So in school, right, we have, if we get our exam back from our teacher, it might have, the things we have correct, the things we got wrong, and maybe some comments. Well, there's a letter grade or a percent at the top of that paper. That's similar to the credit score, right? It's just the at-a-glance measure of your performance and in borrowing and repaying money from past obligations. And lenders will use that to determine, okay, everyone promises to pay when they want to borrow money. Are they actually going to repay me? And so the best measure of that promise is to look at past relevant behavior. And so here comes the credit score. Rather than parsing through a credit report, it culminates to the credit score. Right. And it ranges from about 300 to 850, most commonly used credit score. There are other models out there, but the FICO score is the most common one. And it's also important to note that there are about 10 different FICO scores. So each lender will use a different model depending on what their business is to determine your credit rate, your credit score. Okay, so some are more heavier in consumer debt. Some want to see more how you pay your mortgage and longer-term obligations. Some are more heavy in, collections and on-time payments. It really just depends on the company. But I will say the most commonly used, like 80% of businesses, the most commonly used FICO score is FICO 8. And if you ask your lender or potential lender which FICO model they use, they will tell you. It is not a secret.
Very good. So say I'm getting ready to borrow some money because I want to buy a home, or I want to make repairs to an existing home that I already have. What are some of the steps that I should take to prepare for borrowing money?
Well, the first thing is I would say go to annualcreditreport.com to take inventory of where your credit rating is at least 3 to 6 months before your intent to borrow money. Okay. For home repairs, I guess we're talking about home improvements here, because for home repairs, the best suggestion is to have an emergency fund and plan already set up for that. So for your listeners who own homes right now, you may want to consider setting aside some amount of money for emergency repairs. Mm-hmm. But for home improvements, and then, of course, for initial purchases, what you're going to need to do 3 to 6 months before you want to borrow some money, look at your credit report. That's going to give you enough time to fix any errors or to pay off any collections or accounts you didn't know about. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first step. And then, of course, look at that budget, right? See what you can actually afford. And here's why that matters. You qualify for loans with your gross pay. That means before they take any taxes, before they take retirement money, but you're going to repay that money, that loan, with take-home pay. That means after all the deductions. And we know that a person who makes $50,000, after all the deductions, that can easily turn into $42,000, right? Mm-hmm. and you still have to pay all your other obligations. So having a good budget to make sure you can afford the loan that you intend to borrow, coupled with a review of your credit 3 to 6 months in advance, is a good plan to intend to borrow money.
Sounds very good. So say I'm getting ready to do that, and you mentioned before taking inventory, looking out for errors. What if I spot an error on the credit report? How do I rectify that situation?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Each and every credit bureau, and there are three major ones. There's others, but the three, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, all have error resolution processes and dispute processes. So you can either, if you access your credit report online, or once you get online, if you choose the phone option, or there's even a mail-in option for those who want to go completely analog, then you can just follow that process. And usually you report the item as erroneous, and then the credit bureau will contact the creditor who's on your report, and they give them about 30 days to respond and to validate the account, or to remove the account, or but just to respond. And then from that point, they'll respond to the consumer and let them know, okay, what's going on with the item. This, and now you can see clearly why 3 to 6 months before you want to borrow money, right, it's important to kind of start this, right?
Absolutely. Shahida Williams, Program Manager in the D.C. Department of Insurance, Security, and Banking Office of Financial Empowerment and Education. That is a mouthful of a title, but we thank you so much for being here with us for Community Focus. And thank you so much, and you have a great one, and we look forward to speaking with you very soon.
You as well. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you.